listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. One person is dead following a fiery crash in Kangaroo Flat. It's believed that a ute and a motorcycle collided on High Street near the APCO service station at around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The motorcyclist died at the scene, while the driver of the ute was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are investigating the incident and urge anybody with information or dashcam footage to come forward. The federal government is set to fall short of its target to build 1.2 million new homes within 5 years. That's according to its own State of the Housing System report, which shows that instead 943,000 homes will be built by 2029. That figure has drawn the attention of the Property Council of Australia. CEO Mike Zorbas says there is a very quick way to bring more homes into the market, and that is...
purpose-built student accommodation close to universities, retirement living communities in suburbs around the country where we need them, and built-to-rent housing.
More woes for Bonza Airlines, with staff being told they are unable to be paid for their work in April. The budget carrier had been servicing routes in regional centres, including Mildura, prior to heading into voluntary administration last week. Meantime, the Herald Sun is reporting that Bonza continued to sell tickets despite being aware of its tenuous financial position since November last year. And briefly, a study by the Education Union has revealed that one in four Victorian teachers are considering leaving the profession. In basketball, the Bendigo Braves earned victories in just one of their four games over the weekend. The Braves women won their away game against the Waverley Falcons, 93 points to 60 on Saturday, but lost at home against the Mount Gambier Pioneers, 81 to 99 on Sunday. The Braves men had back-to-back losses.